800-288-4848.
New research shows that potential home buyers are focusing on financing first.
A recent survey finds 3/4 of buyers looked into their mortgage options before teaming up with a realtor or heading to an open house. And among first-time home buyers, that number jumps to 85%. Research by Loan Depot and Mellow Home shows getting pre-approval gives buyers a better understanding of what they can afford. Plus, in competitive real estate markets, pre-approval is essential. 2/3 of buyers say finding the right home is the hardest part of the purchasing process, followed by dealing with the paperwork and the overall home loan experience. I'm Ann Cates.
About 4,000 people from Central America are continuing their trek through Mexico today, headed to the U.S. border, where they will be met by members of the National Guard and newly deployed active duty troops. The caravan split up into several groups yesterday. Some spent the night in a town in the coastal state of Veracruz. Others continued their march toward Mexico City. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premiums, and even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-645-4408. That's 800-645-4408. 800-645-4408.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. And for Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 1065.
Well, good morning, man. I don't know what to say now. Good morning. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. Sunday morning is gorgeous outside. Yesterday was gorgeous. Did you not think that yesterday was gorgeous?
It looked like the inside of a kitchen to me.
Oh, okay. You had to do that, huh?
Every Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Every Saturday. And I get text messages. What are you doing?
Why can I ask you a question?
No, you can't. I'm muting my phone next Saturday.
Now, let me ask you a question right now.
Okay.
Apparently, the bride... In the groom, maybe the groom too. Maybe they weren't Alabama fans, were they?
I can tell you this: they had 175 at the wedding. They had about 30 at the reception. Yeah. Everybody went up, grabbed their food to go, and left. That's what you deserve.
Do not. Now I know it's the bride's day.
No, it's not.
Well,
no, it's not.
They say,
and if you had that mentality, you were having a wedding, not a marriage.
It's the bride's day, but if you want people to come to your wedding, do not schedule.
Yeah, because
weddings
right now,
during football season.
I'm not going to a wedding that doesn't involve someone paying me on a Saturday in the fall. That includes my own wedding. We will get married on a Friday or Sunday if we get married in the fall. And what is this deal with Saturdays?
Yeah,
there are
six other days.
Get married then. You don't need 200 people at your wedding. That is vanity, pure and simple.
Yeah.
And what is the deal with people who take children to a wedding?
Let me ask you a question.
That serves no
Let me
purpose.
Ask you another question.
Go for it.
Have you been married?
No.
I've been married twice.
Yeah. And you understand you don't need 200
So Saturdays
people at a
are
wedding.
Bad days
you
to get
you
married.
You need five people at a wedding.
I'm determined that getting married on Saturdays is It's a curse.
The only thing worse than yesterday is Iron Bowl.
Is what?
Iron Bowl weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I think every family's got somebody they know.
I mean,
that scheduled it on the
LSU is like the Iron Bowl. You know, when you play LSU, and you're an Alabama fan.
Iron Bowl light.
But I saw a lot of my Auburn friends on Facebook. They were not even paying attention to football yesterday. Poor Auburn. There goes,
hey,
they're going to
they
do better.
They won yesterday.
Huh?
They won.
Who did they play?
Texas
A&M. Number 22, Texas A&M.
Okay.
With a 10-point come-from-behind win with only 20 yards.
Really?
Rushing. Yeah.
Really?
And
wow.
Did you like that last second? Half the teams had gone into the locker rooms, and the officials say, wait a minute, there's 1 second left. Everybody had to come back out and do one more play.
Well, you know.
And it was a sack. We had a two-man rush and sacked their quarterback.
I don't like talking about politics, but everybody stood in line forever to go see President Trump yesterday in Pensacola. A lot of people did.
Really? I didn't even know it
was there. And as soon as he got on the stage, people started leaving. Mm-hmm. And Channel 5 was interviewing him, and they said, well, why are you leaving? And he's finally up on stage. Well, we came to see him. We saw him. We got to go watch the Alabama game. And mm-hmm. Because it was a mess with the trolleys getting back to their cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
and there was one protester, by the way.
Yeah.
And he didn't like this. Never mind. I don't want to get in politics. Anyway, we're here. We're a food show and a wine show. We're here to talk about wine and food and wine and all the things in between.
Yeah.
So you got a big week coming up, Stu.
Little bit. World Food Championships is finally here.
This is the Super Bowl.
This is
of food.
Of foods.
And, well, not wine, but
the
do
Olympics.
It. Yeah, this is the Olympics of food.
The Olympics of food.
Actually, it's in South Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in South Alabama.
Did you see somebody's got a new world ranking?
I saw something. Yeah, is that you got ranked in the world?
Mm-hmm. Number 166 in the whole dadgum world.
Woo! In any particular category or just. Period. Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that go up.
Ain't
that
you
much.
Something?
There'll be a little
like
something extra in your paycheck.
Am I going to have to go through your assistant now to talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
let your people call his people.
Yeah. But not this early. She's still asleep.
Your people call my people. When. Anyway, well, that's great. I'm so happy this is here. I know Roy was – It's hard to get a reading on Roy if he's excited or not. but he's excited. He's excited, and he's looking forward to it. And it's going to be a fun week. It's going to be a great week.
Wednesday, I go down there for registration and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And to get my chef coat and to get my handsome mug photographed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a reception dinner, I think, Wednesday night for the competitors. And then Thursday – there's actually competitions going on Wednesday. There's two of them Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe maybe sandwich opening round. And then Thursday, it gets going full time. I think there are three first round competitions plus two ancillaries, one sponsored by Bollner Fiesta Spices.
Yeah.
And the competitors that get picked for that one, they're given a tenderloin and I think an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the whole pantheon of Fiesta spices to
pantheon.
Choose from. Pantheon.
Pantheon.
Yes.
Let me look that up.
Okay. And I bet Charlie knows.
It's Greek to me. I
and,
saved up for one.
Yeah.
You've been waiting all your life to use that, hadn't you?
That's right.
And then the other ancillary is Culver Duck.
Ancillary. Where are you getting all these words?
From the World Food Championship website.
I thought it was because you were more awake today after the time change. By the way, if you tuned in last hour, you must not have set your clock.
Who sets clocks anymore? Now I'm going to have to set my stove and microwave when I get home. But
no, you don't. You unplug and plug them back in. Just go with the zeros.
you don't ever
have to reset it.
But go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Yeah, Culver Duck is sponsoring an ancillary.
Culver
Duck. Calm down, Mike. Calm down. I see a little trickle of slobber coming out of your side of your mouth as soon as I mention Culver Duck. The rich people's ripple.
Hey, Cammie's Ice Cream has a cold duck ice cream, I hear.
Mm.
Serious.
Hmm.
Yep.
Have to swing by there, Mike.
Sounds good. Just take a straw.
Y'all are labeling me.
No, we're reading the label on you.
Okay.
But yeah, the duck ancillary, you get a couple of duck breasts, you got an hour. Dazzle the judges. Each one of those has a first, second, and third place prize money on the line already.
Oh, wow.
And then Friday, that's the big one. That's the one I've been preparing for.
Mm-hmm.
Burger. 12:30. 12:30 noonish.
Mm-hmm.
Noon 30. I start slinging burgers for the chance at $10,000.
$10,000.
Does that mean you might miss a show or two in the future?
No.
Take off, go to the islands or something?
With my $10,000? No. No. Moved, Charlie. I could use $10,000 in home improvements.
I hear you. How can the public tie into the food championship?
Go there.
Well, I know, but where and how can they get the schedule?
It is
and
at
tickets?
The Wharf at Orange Beef. You can go to worldfoodchampionships.com and find all the information you want, ticket information out there. There is a small charge this year. I think it's $5.
I think it's $10.
$10 to get in. Yeah, exactly what I was saying. Thanks,
but is there something you can buy if you want to be a sampler of foods while you're down there?
Well, they had the VIP experience, but Walmart is sponsoring $75, I believe, for the day, something like that for the weekend. But Mike and I got our media passes, man, so we ain't got to worry about it.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you're going to be competing, so you'll have a code to walk around.
But that does not give me access to the stuff we get access to from media all the time there. So I'll be switching badges as it is beneficial to me. So I'm looking forward to that because we media. We media, Mike.
You may be media.
That's why
you're extra large.
Mediocre.
That's why if you say free food, the media will show up.
Of course. We have to report on it.
Yeah.
We have to give our unbiased expert opinion.
Yeah. I see one of our callers just text in just to say we made her laugh one time before she's headed to the Alabama Pecan Festival in Tillman's Corner.
Oh, is that going on?
Man, what a crowd last night.
At the Pecan Festival?
You couldn't get on Carroll Plantation Road.
Well, ain't that something?
At 9 o'clock at night. It was packed.
They
got all those rides on the back of Griggs Elementary School out on the playground area.
Huh.
And
y'all get on out there and you eat a pecan or two.
You can get them warm pecan pies right out of the oven.
I love pecan pie, Mike.
I do too.
Oh my.
Pecan.
No. A pecan is a Folgers can you keep under the bed in case it's too cold to go to the
outhouse. Go outside. Uh-huh. That's right.
If you ever look in a dictionary pre 1960s, there's only one pronunciation, pecan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way that word is pronounced. Okay. Any other way is incorrect.
All right, folks, we're going to take a little break here. Give us a call at 346
343-0106
if you want to call in or text in like one of our callers is doing right now.
Thank you. They can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce?
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
If you were like me, you grew up Republican. But I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense. Just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats drinking their wine. Did you see that special that Frankie Little ran at Rooster's the other day? You don't think your headphones
are on? Mic's on?
Yeah.
I'm, sitting here talking. I'm not getting anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That sounds like a personal problem to me. Did you see that special Frankie Little ran at Rooster's Friday?
I saw something about that. Yeah.
Jerk lamb, Jamaican jerk lamb with a habanero,
lamb.
Barbecue sauce, and cabbage on it. Well, I saw it and sent Heather a message that said, "I'll take that," and she brought me one home. Man, that was good.
And she's sweet.
Yes, she is.
Hey, I want to tell everybody, if they didn't know already, you can see us live on Facebook right now. Hey, folks,
we're waving. Wave back.
It could be the high point of your day, or not.
But not only you can listen to us and text us,
you can look at us.
You can look at us
for some reason.
And you could call us if you want to.
But yeah. But not on Facebook.
Not on Facebook.
You mess up my.
You could say something to us on Facebook,
and we'll look at it later.
Yeah. But
I glance at it every now and then.
Hey, I got some announcements. Well, Charlie wanted to say something.
Yeah, I just want to first of all acknowledge and say what a great Friday evening it was. A Facebook group of Mobile area broadcasters has formed up, and we had a reunion, first reunion.
Wouldn't that Friday be a union?
Friday night at T.P. Crockmeyer's. Don't make my brain work. And it was just such a joy to see Ron Anthony and Shane McBride and
Hot Ron
Anthony. Reams and, yeah, from WABB days, and Kathy Richardson, who was at WABB when Uncle Henry's career started.
Yeah.
And we were looking for Uncle Henry, but I guess he has to get up too early in the morning and couldn't make it.
He still has a job.
Well, he's on like 8 or 9 radio stations.
Carmen Brown was there. Alex Boab from WDLT.
And where were you again, Charlie?
At T.P. Crockmeyer's downtown, corner of Dauphin and Joachim.
I know that corner well.
Well, we went past it the first time because they don't get downtown that much. Then we go around to the back of the building looking for parking. Mm-hmm. Well, there was some spaces back there, and we're having this big debate, and a couple of people in other cars got into the debate with us. Well, after dark, is the parking free?
Mm-mm. Not in a parking lot.
No.
Not in parking lots.
Yeah.
And no, not at all back there. So then I had to go learn how to use the little machine where you put the debit card in or a credit card and mm-hmm. pay for your parking. I have no idea how much we got charged. But
it's not much.
First, no, it wasn't. And
no,
but it was great seeing everybody, and the people at Crockmeyer's couldn't have been more gracious. They had a nice spread of, I want to say, like light hors d'oeuvres out for us, and didn't cost anything. And it was just a lot of fun seeing these people that I have known and worked with for years in this mm-hmm. business.
Well, Charlie, I'm proud of you for going to a locally owned establishment.
Yeah. Well, I used
Very
to go
proud
to Crockmeyer's alone. alone. a long
now
time ago. And I just haven't been down there in a while. And now I want to go back, after seeing the menu, I want to go back and try the real food.
Oh, they gave y'all fake food?
And not the buffet type thing?
Yeah, well, it was sort of like a buffet with salads and, you know, desserts and some fruit and stuff. You know, it wasn't a full meal.
Well, I want to talk about a few things. I see there's a few closings going on.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's Barbecue, I understand, has been purchased. And I think I read where they were closing after the 31st. Okay. The new owners, and they were going to close it for 2 months for renovations.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't eaten there in forever, and
that
I sure wish I'd gone
they
by
sold
there. Because I've been on a barbecue thing here lately. Because I went and got some barbecue earlier during the week, and then I was I saw a post that Buster's made.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Buster's, and that – thank you, sir. That was I said, have you eaten a Buster? He said, I highly recommend. Man, I went there. That place was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That place, they did –
And that's in Robertsdale, folks.
Yeah, it's Robertsdale. By where the old Greer's was, the old location mm-hmm. of Greer's. Man, they put a big old pile of brisket on my – I still got some in the refrigerator. Still didn't eat it all. And I'm a carnivore. But also, today
well,
is –
Mike,
the,
let's not talk religion.
Okay. So, also, this is sad to announce. Today is the last day of the River Shack on Dog River.
Mm-hmm.
They're that's closing cool. today. And that's sad.
What do you suppose the problem was?
People don't support local. They go to all these Fern Lobby restaurants like Ruby Tuesdays and Old Charlie's and whatever. They're supporting all these.
They ain't going to Applebee's no more.
They're not going
well,
to Applebee's anymore.
Let me tell you the problem I perceive with River Shack, and I used to go over there mm-hmm. and eat quite a bit. In their early days, I wasn't too overwhelmed by the menu
mm-hmm.
Or the preparation, but I would guarantee you that 99% of the people in Mobile had no clue where it was or that it even existed.
Yeah, you got
it's down there under the Dog River Bridge, and
there's a lot of places like that, Charlie.
I know that, but you can spend half a day. Let's go run down these back roads.
Everybody
and maybe
says
we'll find
location, location,
places.
Location. I believe if you got a great product, location's the second thing you have to think about.
No.
About because
no,
Cock of the Walk was over on Halls Mill Road for 30-plus years.
That's right.
And they had great food, great atmosphere.
There you
and
go.
Went out
yeah.
of business.
Nailing it right there.
And
went out of business.
And it was great entertainment. Now, when his franchise contract was up, he sold it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they were falling off badly.
But the problem is that the local folks don't believe in advertising their business.
That's a very good point.
You're
they
right about
they
that.
They don't
yeah.
tell
you're right
people.
About, you're yeah, right about
that's
that.
That's a very good point right there.
I
they don't want to spend any. And business
I mean,
school 101.
You can have the greatest place in the world, and if you keep it a secret.
Yeah, business school 101. If you cut your advertising budget at all before cutting mm-hmm. everything else, it's
I'm
time on. For you to just close the door.
And I'm going
to
tell you, there's a little place on Florida Street. That guy, he advertises on every station,
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Butch Cassidy.
And he gets them in there.
Yep.
He gets them in there.
And
I tried to tell somebody had a little barbecue place on Osho Road mm-hmm. and never would advertise. And one day I'm driving through Daphne, and I'm trying to think of where in the world can I eat. And about 20 commercials within 2 hours for the Warehouse Bakery.
That's because they're listening.
Huh?
That's because they're listening.
Well, 20 commercials ran on the station I happened to be listening to, and it was Warehouse Baker. And I said, I'm going to go to the Warehouse Baker. So I went because I heard mm-hmm. it on the radio.
Yep. That's how it works.
Advertising is important. And you don't have to spend a ton of money on advertising.
Here's one other thing I think can kill you, too. If you're successful as a small place
mm-hmm.
and you think, hey, it's time for me to double the size of my restaurant, put all these extra tables, make bigger parking. If you don't increase the size and capacity of your kitchen,
mm-hmm.
it's going to hurt.
Well, oh, man, that happens all the time.
Sure well, I'm going to tell you.
When you're building a new place, 50% of your budget should be spent on kitchen and delivering food. And just about every place I go, they if they've got 100,000, they spend $5,000 on their kitchen.
Well, every restaurant that closes
aesthetics
down,
are not that important. Every restaurant, a beautiful building, but if you can't get the food out, people aren't going to come back.
Every restaurant has a different reason for closing. Sometimes, maybe they're just not making the money they thought when their lease is up. Yep. You know, they go ahead and close, stop their lease. You know, end their lease, and they move on, cut their losses, and leave. So,
yeah. And this is a and Mobile's notorious for this, and we had lost a barbecue place. Another barbecue place on Old Shell Road for this very thing. If a restaurant opens up and they start doing well, when that lease is up, the landlords in this town will add another zero to the end of their rent. And that's why the shed's not here.
I'm telling you.
They rape them on the rent when their lease is up.
We were begging for callers. Now we got
two of them.
Well, Sarah, I believe, is our guest.
Okay. Get Sarah. We'll hold on to Sarah.
All right, Sarah.
Hold Sarah.
Hold on.
And we'll go on to Cookie.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Cookie.
Hey, Cookie. What you got this morning?
Hey,
lend me your comb.
I got some comments about your comments.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Let's hear them.
We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're in trouble now, right? Okay, don't hang up.
Mike said it.
Something.
All right. First of all, man, the last day of the River Shack, I am sorrowing. That is, no, I'm so, I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. And then to the more upbeat stuff. Thank you for giving me the football update. I was not able to listen yesterday and find out what the score was.
How in the world could that happen?
Why, were you at a wedding?
Well, no.
Taking a nap?
No, but that leads into my next comment. Mm-hmm. Is so are you guys promoting courthouse marriage?
Actually, I'm promoting marriages where you spend a lot of money on the catering and don't blow any money on anything else, as long as I'm in the wedding
catering. Like the honeymoon or something?
Yeah. But, it's just having been in the industry now, I'm looking at how ridiculous we are with weddings now. It's just absurd.
You can buy a house for what you pay for a wedding now.
Yeah. I know a couple has spent $40,000. Their marriage lasted 9 months.
Oh, and that's the other thing I've noticed is the more expensive the wedding, the shorter the marriage.
Well, I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, write this down. We're agreeing on something.
Kind of scary.
Okay, and I also want to say, have worked for Crockmeyer's. You made I can't forget this other note here. I can't read it. Tell you the truth.
Oh, and I forgot to. Hey,
I wrote it down, but it's lead pencil on brown paper, so I can't really.
We got to go to break, Cookie. Can you hold?
Habanero, hooray! Yeah, I can hold.
Yeah, please hold. And Rich, you hold too.
We got a guest coming up.
Oh, Cookie. We have a guest coming.
Well, we got. Yeah. Call back, Cookie. Call back. Okay?
Yeah, call back.
All right. Bye.
If you get a chance. Bye.
And I forgot to thank Marty Martin for putting all that stuff together Friday night.
Well, you just did.
I know. That's why.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to be speaking with the people from Bay Area Brunch Fest happening today.
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 Okay.
That one of the reasons Cheese Cottage doing that brunch action.
Wow. Okay.
In the west, I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play.
Three Girl Scouts and a woman have been killed by a pickup truck that crashed into
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon showers. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. And for Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening, we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us. We're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore. 990-5100. McSharry's Irish Pub.
Summerbee Senior Living lets you live an upscale independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbeespark.com to learn more.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get Rich on real quick, and then we're going to go to our guests.
Morning, Rich. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Mike, this is yours.
Yeah. Here's a restaurant that's packed every day that doesn't do any advertising. What do you think about that?
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
Established people, word of mouth, they can do it. But you're also saying, well, look, America sent man to the moon. Why hasn't every country done it? Everything clicked for us.
I'm saying
plus, we don't use the metric system.
And I'm saying there's a lot of excellent small restaurants that nobody knows about.
Right. But,
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what it is. Judy's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They advertise all the time.
Judy's advertises.
Constantly.
I've never heard one advertised before.
Yeah, didn't Judy
pick up a lanyard?
I mean, you can get all the advertising you want to pay for. Yeah. And then you can get a lot of effective advertising at the right times of the day and spend very little.
Yeah, especially if you, like, float Mike a free drink every third drink, and then he'll talk about you on air.
You know, let me tell you.
I think advertising a good thing, of course, but I think if you have a good product consistently, if I can go back there and get the same thing I got last time, I'm going to keep on going back.
Absolutely.
And the original Oyster House is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, but they're on TV.
And they
advertise on TV.
Their advertising budget is huge.
Stay on the same page with me.
Yeah.
I've been going there for 20 years, and I don't pay any attention to their advertising, but I know even if I get a different dish, it's consistently good. Price is fairly reasonable.
That's how you keep people coming back. That's not how you get people in the door.
But if you're a new startup.
A new startup has got to get people in the door.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, we're talking about the River Shack. We've been having them coming in the door for the last 10 years, and I personally didn't like it. I mean, I didn't think it had a good product.
I didn't either.
It was okay. When Bob O'Mansky ran it, it was very good before he got on with Wenzel's. Yeah, I didn't know that, did you, Mike? But
no,
Rich, appreciate your input. We got a guest that's coming up.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Rich. All right.
But we're going to bring up Sarah now, and Sarah is all about brunch. What's up, Sarah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Just fine. Won't you tell us what you got going on today?
All right. Well, we have the Bay Area Brunch Fest coming up next Saturday, November 10th. In Danville Square, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's brunch time, isn't it?
That's perfect brunch.
And it's a Saturday brunch, too, so you hadn't got to miss church.
Yeah, when we started thinking about putting this together, we didn't want to take away from any of the restaurants downtown and what the beautiful thing that they're doing on Sundays, so we decided to hold our event on a Saturday, and we have 9 different restaurants participating this year. So we're really excited about that.
That's fantastic. And this is all for a good cause, is it not?
Yes, sir. This is a fundraiser for Lifeline's Counseling Services. We're a local nonprofit located off Cottage Hill Road over kind of by a Big Time Diner.
That's a good place.
And we provide family counseling, financial counseling, and we run the Rape Crisis Center and the Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Well, y'all do a lot of important work over there, so it is important that we get out and support this festival. Mike, are you going to be down downtown next Saturday? Because you know I'll be at a wedding.
I'm probably going to be at
a wedding?
No.
Oh, World Food Championship?
World Food Championship.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. Mike won't make it this year.
I'm going to be at the World Food Championship.
So that means you can cut your supply of mimosas in half.
I want to ask a technical question, Sarah. You said there's, what, 9 different restaurants?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if I want a little bit of food from this one and a little bit from that one, can I do that, or are they just going to combine everything together?
Like a casserole.
Yeah, so the great part about this event is it's $15 to get in the gate, and that includes samples from any of the tents that you want to sample from. So
awesome.
They're going to be giving out sample portions of one of their favorite dishes, like shrimp and grits or chicken and waffles. And so you can go and sample from all of them and then get a mimosa and go sample again.
That's what Mike wants, unlimited mimosa sampling.
Well, I want to go early so I can grab one of those benches.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do have a VIB area, very important bruncher, and it's a $50 ticket, and we have a seating area. We have a private bathroom, the bar entrance, and Naaman's Catering is going to do a good spread in that area, too.
Oh, Alec always takes care of it. Mike just perked up when you said bar.
Well, do you have a geriatric area for, like, Charlie?
Uh-huh. Look
well,
out.
You know, Bienville Square is easily accessible by cane and wheelchair.
Uh-huh. Thanks a lot.
Well, and there's extra people sitting there in the seats, too, always. When I ride my bike through there, there's always plenty of people sitting on the benches.
Yeah. So you said this is at Bienville Square?
Yes, sir. It's downtown Bienville Square, and you know, we've been working with the city. They're super helpful, and they're going to, you know, give us some tables and stuff so we can set the tents up and have the chefs come out and prepare what they want to prepare.
Excellent. Now, if anybody wants to find out more or get tickets or anything, do you have a website they can go to?
We do. It's www.lifelinesmobile.org, and you can go on there and you can find out about the agency. You can purchase tickets.
Just get it all done, huh?
And give us the time of day again.
It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right.
We're going to have live music and local merchants selling some goods. So it's going to be a really good time.
Sounds like it's going to be quite the shindig.
It was a great – last year, and we didn't know what to expect. But everybody loved it, and it was a great atmosphere. Just come out and enjoy, you know. Something that Mobile loves, which is brunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they
another
do.
Another thing Mobile loves, which is drinks.
Hey, it's not formal attire, is it?
Yeah, and festivals.
No, sir. You can wear your shorts or a long sleeve shirt. I'm not really sure what the weather's going to be like, but
it's saying here. It's saying here it's 63 degrees.
There you go.
Well, with only a 10%. Well, I should say not a 10% chance rain, but a 90% chance it won't rain.
Yes, I like that outlook.
That's going to be beautiful weather.
Tell Dr. Bill, Mike, so we can see
Dr. Mike here. All right, Sarah, we sure appreciate you coming on, and we wish you all the best at Brunch Fest next year. Like I say, I have a wedding, so I can't participate. I was going to do my crawfish beignets, but.
I'm going to have to get on your calendar in December of this year to make sure next year.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Sarah. Well, thank you so much, and I wish you great success next weekend.
Absolutely.
And beautiful weather.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, right, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Saturday brunch in the park.
Yeah.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah.
That could be a song.
Can you pull that Chicago song up real quick?
Is that the name
Chicago,
of it?
Saturday in the park.
Yeah.
No.
That sounds like a fun day. But
when I was helping out at Chi-Town Dogs this summer, which, you know, Chicago-themed restaurant, so I go over and pull up the music supply, go to YouTube, and there's a whole mix list of Chicago music.
Yeah.
So I went, well, that's perfect, and I put it on. I think Saturdays in the Park is on. And the owner's daughter comes in, who's 18. She goes, who is this band? You're from Chicago.
You don't know?
You don't know the band named after your town? No. And then after a little while, she's like, this is pretty good.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Color My World. Great songs.
Hotel California.
They used to play in Mobile every year. Every year Chicago came to Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I was mixing them up with the Eagles.
Yeah, that was the Eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Too late in the morning for me.
Too late in the morning. World Food Championships, Mike. Big week. Big week.
I know you're excited. I know several people are excited. Everybody I'm following on Facebook that's
heading that way.
Or the social media realm already excited about their plane tickets flying down from up north. And
looking forward to the weather. Uh-huh. It's supposed to be great weather all week long.
Yeah.
Kind of Chamber of Commerce type stuff. And so I'm looking forward to that. Did Wayne Gardner coin that phrase?
What?
When the weather's nice like this, he's the first person I ever heard that said this is Chamber of Commerce weather.
I don't know, but it's very apt. Yeah.
Well, you know, I forgot to tell you, Luann's got a dear friend that's she competes in the dessert category.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she'll text me her name in a second.
Is it Patty Clark?
No, it's not her. Patty Clark. It's somebody else.
Yeah, somebody's going to be there. Team Alabama's got our own tent.
Somebody Luann went to school with.
If you're going to World Food Championships, look around. You will see the Team Alabama tent. Come by and say hello. Including this time next week, I will be down at the Team Alabama tent doing Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, live from World Food Championships.
Are you going to be cooking burgers at the same time?
No, but Hall Sausage is one of the sponsors, and I'm probably going to do a little demo with them. Chris Sherrill's asked me to do a little demo with him. I don't know if that's with Walmart or Team Alabama or what, but anybody that needs me, I'm available for money.
Hey, we need to get Hall's to bring some sausage into the studio on Sunday morning. Could we do that, Mike?
Have you had their Andouille?
I don't do that.
I think they make the best andouille on planet Earth. It is just phenomenal. And I've slipped it to people who say andouille is not their favorite sausage, and they're just like, that is unbelievable. It really is.
I finally had a true Cajun.
I
went and did a wine tasting sampling over in outside of Slidell on Highway 90 along the waterfront there. Just ain't nothing but swamp. And anyway, it's a bed and breakfast also, so when I got up the next morning, they were cooking. And they explained the andouille and the boudin. They explained it to me. Now, once I've had it explained to me, I understand it now. Mm-hmm. And it's still not my favorite sausage.
I love them both. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love boudin.
Maybe if I have some of the Halls, maybe it'll convert, change my mind.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll change
but
my mind.
If you go into it looking for it to taste like Kinnecker or another smoked sausage, you're going to be – because it's not.
And I was thinking that yesterday. Everybody tries to compare everything to Kinnecker. No. They got a great sausage, but there are all different types of versions of smoked sausage.
Country Pleasing out of Jackson, Mississippi, they do a sausage that I will take any day over Kinnecker to put in a bun.
I've heard that.
Because their mix, their ratio is 80-20 just like a burger, and that lends itself better to a sandwich. Monroe sausage and Monroeville, every bit as good as Kinnecker. Hall sausage, phenomenal. Try all of the Kelly sausage over in Baldwin County. This is very good stuff. You know, there's a lot of great sausage, but Kinnecker has the name.
Yeah.
And a wonderful spice blend.
I remember being a small kid coming from back and forth.
I remember being a kid.
We'd stop in Ellisville at the big butcher shop there in Ellisville, and I got traumatized by watching a pig get slaughtered. So
we got to go do a break.
Kill your appetite, anyway.
We'll be back after this.
What are you saying, Charlie?
I'm saying, kill another pig. Mike's hungry.
He's throwing another hog on the grill. We hungry.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track, and you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Year after year, our elected officials promise to improve education, and year after year, nothing happens. If things are ever going to change, it's going to take passion and bold action. I'm Stephen McNair. And as a Murphy High School graduate, I believe in our public schools. I'll fight to make education funding a priority. We must have more resources in the classroom, and it's time we finally have an education lottery in Alabama. On November 6th, stand up for our children's future and vote Stephen McNair to be your next representative. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama 36652.
Sound familiar? Let's face it. Service outages happen. Gulf Coast storms, flooding, maybe a backhoe digs up your transmission lines. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself how important is the internet to your business? Should it go down? Do you have a business continuity plan in place to keep your phones up, your credit card machines running, and your employees productive? Hi, this is Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to introduce Harbor's new failover backup services, utilizing the latest in cellular technology and cloud network management. Harbor's failover backup services comes complete with auto failover programming so your company doesn't miss a beat. The best part is, our basic failover backup services start at just $59.95 per month. Some data restrictions apply. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee of services. Your big box service provider won't offer that guarantee and commitment. To learn more, visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Bradley Byrne doesn't just talk about conservative values. He fights for them and wins. His bill to repeal Obamacare passed the House, drawing the wrath of Nancy Pelosi and a veto threat from President Obama. Bradley's leading the fight to build President Trump's wall and working to protect your guns and the rights of the unborn. The National Review praised, "Bradley Byrne proves a conservative can rack up legislative wins and quickly. Vote Republican. Vote Bradley Byrne." This message was paid for by Byrne for Congress.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama, and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Hi, this is Cam Marston. For 20 years, I've studied workplace and workforce trends to help my clients adjust to the changes that are shaping employees, customers, and workplaces. In my new show, What's Working with Cam Marston, I bring that research to you. We'll discuss the trends that are shaping your workplace. What's Working with Cam Marston.
What's Working with Cam Marston, Wednesdays at 6 on FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I'll tell you this.
John from Fish River.
He mentions that we need to try the Country Boy sausage at Farm Fresh there in Robertsville.
Oh, okay. And she's cute, too.
The pig?
No.
Yeah. John, okay.
No.
When I was growing up, we would go to Stuckey's Meat Market there mm-hmm. in Sims. And it was every 6 months, but it was once a year purchases. The first one would be a side of beef,
mm-hmm.
broken down the way Daddy wanted it. Second one would be a whole hog, the same way. That sausage from Stuckey's, when they make it right there and it's not in a factory with all the other stuff added to it, totally different texture than what you're used to from breakfast sausage. But my God, that stuff was good, so good. It didn't have as much fat content in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my gosh, spiced any way you like it. You want sage? They'll put sage in it.
Hmm.
And I bet Farm Fresh will do that for you, too. Any of these butcher shops that do this, they're more than happy to, work with you. This mm-hmm. is what they do. It's a craft with them. It's not like the butcher section at a grocery store. And, honestly, most of these stores are getting this meat coming in frozen. They use saws to split it. They have no butchering techniques at all,
mm.
And because I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a grocery store and gotten a porterhouse steak that had T-bone labeled on it because they couldn't tell how that. They knew that there was a bone in it shaped like a T, and it saved me 50, 60 cents a pound.
I know for the longest time, everything Winn-Dixie was getting in was already – they had one place that cut all their meat for them.
Right.
All they had to do was put it on the scale to put a price sticker on it.
Exactly. And that's how most grocery stores are done now. Mm-hmm. They don't have true butchers. And when I worked at Neiman's Midtown Market with Alec Neiman, we had Ringo in there. We had an actual butcher.
Yeah.
And he did everything, and he was phenomenal. And believe it or not, a Ringo Starr fan. Yeah. But Farm Fresh does that. Stuckey's is still open, although I hadn't been in since I've been there. But you got Lads and Dads. You got Mosley's.
Yeah, South Alabama Meats.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So especially with the holidays there. Coming up, you got Thanksgiving, which is a traditional get some kind of big meat. Mm-hmm. And Christmas, there's a lot of get some big meat. Don't get it at a grocery store this year. Mm-hmm. Go and get it at an actual butcher shop. And just, you'll pay less, more than likely, or comparable, but the quality you're going to get for it, off the chain.
And plus, if you've got special cuts that you like, you can ask for them.
A lot of people, especially around Christmas time, like to do a prime rib roast.
Yeah.
Or a crown roast of pork. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the grocery store to buy that. Because, first off, how many people are you having for your party?
Exactly.
Exactly. The grocery store is going to give you a block cut out. Oh, I hope you have eight people coming for dinner because that's what size our prime rib roast is.
I'll eat it anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I will.
Yeah, but
that's eight plus, Mike.
But if you go to a shop that specializes in that, and this is a special time of year, and what's going to happen is once you go there and you see the difference, you're going to start going back to the butcher shop. I almost never buy my meat from, the grocery store. But I will say this, Walmart has come up with this marketplace meats that they're doing.
Yep.
Where they have contracted with verified farmers who raise ethically. The animals aren't stressed. They're grass-fed if that's what you want. They're finished properly on the feeding. They've got both lamb and beef. And I'm really impressed with the quality that you're getting at these Walmarts. With this, Chris Sherrill did a video. He got a certified Angus beef steak ribeye at Walmart.
Well, we've talked about some things that you and I have talked about with Walmart, what they're doing, especially with the wine industry, the wine category, and they've got their own experts that go out and they're buying their own juice now and got really great wine makers, blending it for them and bottling it for them and. Yeah.
Because these specialty things are making a comeback. Mm-hmm. I'll guarantee you Publix probably has at least one genuine butcher going back there. Fresh Market, it's obvious when you go in there, they have actual butchers. Mm-hmm. But most of your big Stop and Shops, your mega marts, do not. They have people that unpack the stuff out of the boxes, put it on styrofoam, and wrap it.
Yeah.
And, because I would love a butcher job to work on those skills, but it's hard to find now. Because grocery stores are just, you're a meat unpacker.
Well, still I've only seen one, and maybe a Publix or two that has the, and we know the chain that does it, is they have a dry aged meat.
Yeah.
And it's still going strong for them.
Yeah.
Still going. I can't afford to eat it, but.
Yeah. But that's a special occasion.
I can eat it, but I can't afford to buy it.
Yeah. It's a special occasion kind of thing. But, I had wanted my dad to try dry aged beef before he passed, so I went. And got a dry aged ribeye. It was $25 for one steak, but it was also 16-ounce ribeye. Mm-hmm. And we just, each of us, ate half of it.
Yeah.
And he was just like, wow, that's a whole different world.
It is.
Yeah. And if you don't know anything about dry aging, we've got less than 3 minutes, so I can't really tell you anything except that it makes meat phenomenal.
Well, the Pillars did that, used to do that a long time ago. They had the dry aged. Yeah, they dry aged it.
And there's a lot of people doing the dry aged now on their menu, Southwind Kitchen. I think Dragonfly Food Bar had a taco this week with a 56-day aged ribeye.
Woo.
Yeah, it's an $8 taco, but you get what you pay for. It's just phenomenal the way the protein molecules break down, and it's so tender, flavorful, and all the extra water is evaporated out. And it's just – if you are – a lover of steak, and qualify this with
me.
If you eat it over medium rare, you're not a lover of steak. You're a liker of steak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a true lover of steak. It's just like there's a difference between a chocolate lover and a milk chocolate lover. A milk chocolate lover doesn't like dark chocolate. Well, you just love milk chocolate then. Mm-hmm. A chocolate lover loves them all, specifically dark chocolate. There are beer lovers, and then there are Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors Light lovers that love those beers, but that doesn't make them a beer lover.
Yeah.
You know, you got to like
means.
It all.
By any means.
Yes, but Charlie.
What I was going to say, we've got just a little over a minute left. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us again, since the World Food Championships are starting later
Wednesday.
This week,
yep.
And when and where and what website and how can people get tickets?
Go to worldfoodchampionships.com, and it'll give you – it's a great site. And they've got an app out now, too, if you want to go to the Google Play Store or that. But it starts Wednesday at the Wharf in Orange Beach, that great big parking lot. That's out there, that's World Food Championships now.
Takes up the whole place.
Yeah.
It's that big field.
Yeah. And you just as soon as you get off the expressway, it's right there on the left. I hope they got the Ferris wheel going this year. I bet they don't because it's chilly. But
I like being on Ferris wheel when it's chilly.
Because the fair.
Especially with a date.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
smooching up there 100 feet up.
And what's your category again?
I am competing in burgers, which kicks off at 12:30 p.m. Friday.
Wow. Yep. Got to get down there and see you.
Gonna make me some
well, good
burgers.
Luck, Sue. I'll be down there
appreciate
and see
it. You. Appreciate
I'll
it.
Be down there and see you. I work down there. So.
There you go. You work
part
everywhere.
Part of the week, I work down there. But anyway, folks, we got to go. Get out there. Support local. Be local. Buy local. Servers.
Earn
your tip. Folks, please tip your servers. That's how they make the money. And the holidays is coming up. Have a heart.
Yeah, have a heart. Or any of the other parts you like, because I'm sure Farm Fresh can prepare it for you. Provolone.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues this election, but one is fundamental, the right to life. Every abortion stops the beating heart of a living unborn baby. In Alabama, we value every unborn child and want to protect them from a brutal death. Amendment 2 affirms that Alabamans recognize and support rights for unborn children. Alabama's greatest resource isn't our beaches, not our industries. It's our children. If you want to protect our state's greatest resource, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you want to restore respect for babies, vote yes on Amendment 2. If you